This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The continuing train of evidence coming from videos shows even more conclusively than ever before that Planned Parenthood views fetal remains of an abortion as a money-making operation, something that has always violated federal law, regardless of where human tissue specimens are derived. While Planned Parenthood has paid for a poll showing popular support for the abortion giant, views from a bipartisan group of politicians, from corporations formerly friendly with Planned Parenthood, and from the nonprofit world shows that the tide is turning and people are beginning to connect abortion with human tissue and the humanity of the unborn, especially late in pregnancy. Planned Parenthood is actively seeking to bury TV coverage of videos by threatening stations. That may be the brainchild of a PR firm the nation's number one abortion provider has hired in recent days. They are seeking to paint pro-life advocates as violent and militant. However, HHS Secretary Burwell is acting simply clueless, defending Planned Parenthood by lauding them for the mammograms they do not perform. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
Sarah Palin is drawing attention to the disproportionate black abortion rate between Planned Parenthood's logo and the Confederate flag. She simply asks, which symbol killed 90,000 black babies last year? Black babies are three times more likely to die in abortion than white babies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.